Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
Nah, 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 nah. Not hearing enough of this, kids. But this Blackhawks breakfast, this breakfast of the Blackhawks from our friends at MB Financial Bank is more for you, Andrea. Because today...
Oh, my favorite. Today I pick favorites.
Today on Breakfast of the Blackhawk, we bring you your former boyfriend, Eddie Olchek.
He's not my former boyfriend.
What are you talking about?
Current. Okay. No, I'm kidding. I love Edzo. He's the best.
Edward, good morning.
Hi, AD. Hi, David.
Hi,
good morning.
Edzo.
A belated happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas and happy holidays to everybody there. Hope you're doing well. And Mr. Cochran, nice to be with you, and thank you for, I don't know who canceled on you today, but I'm glad I could fill in for you.
Nope, not true at all. I requested your presence.
Well, I am here, and I'm trying to make my way to Canada's capital in Ottawa, where the Hawks will take on the... A very good Ottawa Senators team tonight. I was in, I am in New York, I guess I should say. I'm fighting traffic and getting to the airport, and I'll be heading to Ottawa to work with the great Pat Foley. And looking forward to seeing the Hawks trying to get off this little mini two-game schneid here.
Ottawa's tough. You know, a lot of teams in the league may have taken Ottawa a little lightly last year,
yeah.
And I think a lot of NHL folks said they can't do it two in a row. But they've come back this year, and they proved they're the real deal.
Yeah, and they're healthier than they were, Steve. So, I mean, they're a team that plays quick. They've got a couple of real good players, a couple of really good young players, and it's going to be one of those games I think should certainly feed into the way that the Blackhawks want to play. Now, most teams don't want to play a trade chance, wide-open type of game because that's something that the Hawks, you know, have fed off of over the course of the last couple of years. Now, we know the struggles that this team has had to score outside of the most valuable player in the league right now, and Patrick Kane and his line with Artemi Panarin and Artem Anisimov. So it should be a real entertaining game. And the Hawks, as we know, travel extremely well wherever they go. So they'll be, I'm sure, up in Ottawa, there'll be a lot of Blackhawk fans in attendance.
So we've got one line that's really produced the majority of the offense this year by far. And, you know, Q is the line king here. But are you seeing anything in particular that's keeping quality shots down?
Well, I mean, I just think that they don't have the puck as much as they've had it in the past. And look, I mean, there's anytime you make change, and we've been through this before, but especially when you lose guys that they did up front in Brandon Saad and Patrick Sharp and a guy like Johnny Oduya on the back end, I mean, it's going to take some time for some of these guys to... you know, hopefully take advantage of the opportunity that's been given. But, I mean, up front, it's been a lot of one and done. It's been a lot of the big line and trying to get other guys going. And until that happens, it's going to be a battle each and every night. And they need to get some, you know, they need to get some guys going. I mean, Teuvo Teravainen is one guy that comes to mind where he played so well last year, especially in that Anaheim series. You know, I mean, he was a healthy scratch in one game, but I mean, he played really well. He was getting inside the dots. He held on to the puck. And right now, it just seems that, you know, the confidence level there is minimal for Teuvo Teravainen. And he's one of those guys the team's expecting to step up. And there's what an opportunity. I mean, you see what happened earlier in the year, Steve, where Coach Q kept Taves and Hossa together and was pretty much just giving every guy an opportunity. So now the question is the guy on the roster there to fill that spot? Because eventually Joel is going to get Taves and Hossa back together. I don't think that the depth on this team offensively and skill level is that you can have those guys separated. At times you can. So, I mean, is that guy on the roster? But, you know, that's going to be the question. So the reason why those quality shots are down is that, you know, the skill level is down, and that goes hand in hand.
And, Eddie, how much of it also is that you get the opponent's best shot night in and night out?
David, they've been getting that, you know. I mean, they've been getting that for the last, you know, the last handful of years. So
That's not a new thing.
No, I don't. I think that's in the rearview mirror, and you know, every game. And we talk about Ottawa, right? I mean, it just, I mean, the skill level of this league, it's gone way up, and we all know what has happened in the Central Division, let alone the Western Conference. I mean, it is very difficult. So, you know, you got to get guys to play better. You got guys get guys to step up more offensively. You've gotten healthy here. You see the impact that Duncan Keith has had, and we know that. But when he was out of the lineup, not the same team. But there is a hole there up front, and they got to figure out a way. And somebody's got to take advantage of the opportunity that is there right now.
It's MB Financial Bank that brings you Breakfast with the Blackhawks. By the way, congratulations to our Blackhawks. Selected as one of the teams that represent a model franchise across North American sports, along with the Spurs, the Patriots, the Packers, the Cardinals, and the San Francisco Giants. The Blackhawks made that list. And Rocky Wirtz, top vote getter and the NHL owner you'd most want to work for. But, Laddie, you know that better than the rest of us.
Well, I've been lucky a couple of different times. Once as a player, playing for the Blackhawks and for the Wirtz family, and now getting a chance to be a part of a franchise that is so well respected, not only inside our game and inside our great town, but throughout the professional sports. And it starts with Rocky, and of course with John McDonough and Jay Blunk and all the terrific people that work in the front office. So. It's not surprising at all to see the list that the Blackhawks have made, and to have somebody like Rocky sitting on top of that list. It's a credit to the people who they are as people more than anything else, and that's the thing that I have the greatest respect for Rocky, John, and Jay. And I'm just glad to be a very small part of it and be able to bring the Blackhawk games to the greatest fans in the world. And it's a lot of fun, and I'm very lucky to be able to be a part of it.
Sports Business Journal 2015 Reader Survey is where those last two categories came from, but Eddie Olczyk is right. I mean, every time you turn around, the Hawks are being named to another list that anybody would be proud to be a part of. You know, Edzo, I'm proud of Andrea. I look at, Dave, you know this. Look at Eddie Olczyk. This guy's a gamer. This is a guy who brings it. Here's a guy.
No question.
Who travels from L.A. to New York to L.A. to New York to L.A. to New York. You know, one night he's in Saskatoon. The next night he's in Havana. I mean, he's everywhere.
A lot of hockey in Havana?
Yeah, there's a lot of hockey in Havana. And he's a lot like when he was a player. He was always taking one for the team. He was always ready to skate no matter how he felt. And Andrea won't admit it, but I know she doesn't feel good today.
I feel great.
And she's still here. You know what she is, Edzo? She's a gamer.
Always.
Well,
always
I knew Edzo was on today.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah. I had to be here.
Yeah, dude, you're the only reason she came in.
That's right.
Well, hey, Steve, just be a little nicer to her, okay? Yeah. Just a little nicer. Yeah.
Thank you, Edzo.
Yeah. We have a question from a listener, Karen.
Or else. I might have to come in studio, maybe.
Well, don't you threaten me.
Yeah.
Well, whether you invite me or not, I'll have some of the hierarchy over there at GN invite me. That's the only way I'll get it.
Then you'll be in studio. Be mean to him. Be mean to me.
Our Cracker Jack security would never let you in. Karen Borelli is a nice listener who actually texted in a question. We'll throw this at Edzo here. With the holidays here, what's a great childhood memory of a gift you just couldn't have been more thrilled about?
Well, of course, it had to do something with hockey. I think I got a stick skate helmet combination back when I was about, I think, 8 or 9 years old. And
sweet.
I think I actually went to sleep at it. I don't think it made my mom too pleased because it was dangerous to go to bed with my skates and my stick. But, maybe I'll ask Santa for that again, and maybe we can donate that to Blackhawk Charities or whatever. So.
That would be great.
I'm getting ready to go through the Holland Tunnel. So
yeah, take off,
my
man.
Love, and we will talk to you soon. And I might make a surprise visit in studio. So.
You're always welcome here, Edzo. And by the way, when he says the Holland Tunnel, he means actually in Holland.
He's in the Netherlands.
He's in Holland. He's in the Netherlands right now.